It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Meet Marty Bennett. He has been organizing workers and teaching history in Sonoma County for decades. His current fight? Accelerating the minimum wage hike in Sonoma County to take effect sooner than the state's timeline. He spoke with news director Steve Mencher.
Our organization, North Bay Jobs with Justice, has a six-city minimum wage campaign going in the North Bay. Novato, Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Cotati, Sonoma, Sebastopol. And Sonoma and Petaluma has passed citywide minimum wage ordinances. And what we are proposing to the Santa Rosa City Council that they are going to consider and vote on Tuesday, October 1, is a citywide minimum wage that will go to 15 by January 1, 2020, which is essentially 3 years earlier than the state. There will be an extra year phase-in for small employers, but it will be a more aggressive phase-in and a reflection of the fact that the statewide minimum wage goes to 15 by 2023, and that's going to be very meaningful in Fresno and the Central Valley. But when we look at the high-cost coastal California, particularly giving skyrocketing housing prices and rents, we need to raise the wage floor such that people can make ends meet and can afford to live in this very costly community.
Now, this is the big fish, isn't it, Santa Rosa? I read somewhere that this could affect upwards of 25,000 employees.
Yes, that's correct. 25,000 workers, each of whom works at least 2 hours a week within the city limits, will be directly impacted, and they will get a raise. When this is phased in over 2 years, the average affected worker is going to have an increase of $2,900 per year. These are not teenagers working minimum wage jobs and, you know, trying to get a toehold in the labor market and the job market. These 95% of the workers affected are adults over the age of 20, and over half of these workers are primary contributors to their family income.
All right, let me rehash with you one of the big objections to this that comes from the restaurant industry. Many people in that industry say, well, we have our workers and we pay them X dollars an hour, and with tips, they're doing as well as $15 an hour or better. Why should we be mandating that they start at $15 an hour? We can't really afford it.
Well, I think it is true in the high-end, fine-dining restaurants that servers with tips are over $15 an hour, and that is correct. However, if you look, the California Employment Development Department does employer surveys, and every year comes up with annual incomes and hourly wages for each occupation. And if you look at servers, if you look at back-of-the-house cooks, dishwashers, et cetera, they're, with tips, are earning about just under $25,000 a year, which is hardly sustainable in costly California.
That's Marty Bennett, history teacher and worker organizer, speaking with KRCB News Director Steve Mencher. If you have a different point of view on this issue, we'd like to hear it. Email us. News at NorCalPublicMedia.org.